Nancy Drew in. A Haunting We Will Go.
I've had all the interference I'm going to take from you, girl.
I haven't been trying to interfere.
You're lying. You're just like all the others. Your father, Dr. Robinson. No, there's no place to run, no place to hide. You know who wrote that letter. You know what I must do.
Let me help you, please.
No, that was terrific.
Oh, it was incredible. Thank you. Wonderful. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. You know, you take a retired actress
Thelma
and put
March.
Her back.
Thelma March is going to be in our show.
In our show? You mean she's agreed to attend?
I can't believe it. She's volunteering to recreate a role in Murder in the Fourth Act. Well, listen to this. We'll be delighted to perform in your production of Murder in the Fourth Act. Arriving Thursday, 4 p.m., signed, Thelma March.
Thursday? That's today! Mr. Producer, if rehearsals are over for the day, I best get back to my hotel. They'll be needing me there.
Oh, yeah, sure, but be back here by 4 o'clock.
Oh, I wouldn't miss Thelma March's homecoming for the world. Not for the world.
Do you know what this means, Nancy? We could sell tickets at high prices and bring them in from all over the state. Maybe we could get a television deal. No, a network deal.
No, Ned, don't stop there. Think of the television series, the syndication rights, and...
I think what George is trying to say is all we need is enough money to get the theater torn down, the youth center started. And then the donations should start coming in. Thelma March could get that off the ground.
George, would you bring the car around? I want to call the Clarion and let them know who I have arriving today at 4 o'clock.
Oh, of course, CB.
He's really getting into it.
He really is.
Go ahead, I'll turn off the lights.
Okay.
How could such an accident have happened, Nancy? Didn't anybody check the rigging?
I'm fine, Dad. Look, I just wish everybody would stop making such a big deal out of it. I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation for it.
Janet Musante says it's a phantom.
You're kidding. When did she say that?
The old legend of the Rialto.
I don't know how that got started, George, but it's the kind of story that's nurtured by people like Janet Musante. Living alone in that hotel, right across the alley from the crumbling remains of a famous theater where she used to play. If you look into those darkened windows every night for enough years, you'd see phantoms, too.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either, Ned. But there's no reason to get hysterical about it.
I got telegrams from Alex Richmond.
Alex, you mean the newscaster?
That's right, Danny Day.
Who's he?
He hosts TV game shows.
And Seth Taylor. They're all coming to River Heights. They're all going to be here today. And they're all going to perform in our show. These people are giants.
I just can't understand why all these people are coming to help us. With all these famous people coming, we better check this place out. No clean cut, no fraying edges.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. Let's go up there.
Okay.
Thank you.
cleat isn't broken. Those ropes didn't just come untied. It's impossible.
Are you saying someone deliberately untied them?
I'm saying it's highly unlikely to have come untied on its own. Come on.
George, could you check the dressing rooms? I want to take a look at the prop room. Janet Musanti, Seth Taylor, Danny Day, Alex Richmond. That's why they're all here.
Dad!
Ah, Thelma!
How good to see you again. You haven't changed a bit.
Oh.
Pity. Pay the cab, would you, darling?
Yeah, I'm a little short myself, though.
Hi, I'm Ned Nickerson, the producer.
Oh, good, good. Then you pay the two cabs, huh? And take care of the luggage. Thank you.
Pay the cab?
Don't look at me. You're the producer. I'll meet you inside.
Welcome to River Heights, Miss March. I can't tell you what your arrival means to this town.
Oh, yes, you can.
Tell me, Miss March, what is it that brings you all the way to River Heights for an amateur play?
This theater holds such fond memories for me.
If it's to be sacrificed to the vagaries of modernization, I wanted a chance to play on its stage one last time. Alex! I feel as if we've never been apart, seeing your face on that 7 o'clock news every night. How do you manage to tell us such dreadful things with a straight face?
Well, sometimes it isn't easy.
To be honest, I switched to Channel 3. It's a better class of news.
No. Thelma, this is Nancy Drew. She's leading the charity drive for the new youth center. And this is Ned Nickerson, our producer.
It's a real honor.
I'm always happy to come to the country to meet the little people and help them with their little drives. Causes.
You have another reason for being here, don't you?
Another reason?
Oh, you've discovered our nostalgic reason. We were all in the play together.
20 years ago.
Hello, Janet.
Hello, Thelma.
How lovely to see you again. I knew I would.
Well, the only person we need to complete the cast is Seth Taylor. But then he was always late.
Maligned before I can make an entrance. People don't grow older, just meaner.
Hello, Seth. You haven't changed a pound.
Janet, you look so usual.
Yes. Now, how would all of you like to try to win some of those fabulous prizes behind door B?
What is the name of that dreadful show he does?
Any show he does is dreadful, love.
You know, I'd love to use all of you on the show, but unfortunately, they only hire stars.
I made an exception in your case.
Well, yes, because I had to bring greed and humor to America. Remember that?
Well, I hoped I'd never see your face again. Unless it was on television where I could turn it off.
If I see one of your pictures on a flight in first class, I move to economy.
Let's get this over with as quickly as possible and get out of here.
You better believe it.
Miss March, Mr. Taylor, please.
I'm not letting you out of my sight.
Don't worry. If you turn around, I'll be there.
Didn't sound very friendly.
Maybe they're rehearsing.
If that's a scene from the play, I don't remember it.
Your presence here has sparked interest all across the country, and so we've made arrangements for our local television station to tape opening night for broadcast on television.
Television? Wonderful.
And we also have suites for each of you at the Barclay Hotel.
You'd rather stay at the Excelsior across the alley.
my hotel. Hmm. Oh, you'll not be comfortable there.
It's a wonderful idea, Seth. That way we can all be together just across the alley from the theater. Like one big happy family.
Yes, yes, I'd like that very much. If you have the room.
Well, yes, of course, but I...
Well, whatever accommodations you wish.
Well, let's get settled.
Ah, it's right this way.
I trust you find your room satisfactory.
I expected to find it lined with mink.
What?
Someone's been making a very good living out of this nightmare.
You think it's me? Would I stay on in this town, in this run-down mausoleum?
Where else would you fit in so well?
Oh!
Besides, it would make a very good cover for a growing Swiss bank account.
Oh, you're insane.
One of us is.
Miss Musanti!
I think that's enough rehearsal for the moment, Janet.
Yes, I found that scene most stimulating. Hello, Nancy. What do you want?
I just wanted to tell you that rehearsal's been called for 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh. That's just fine. See you then. I'll see you later.
See you later. What happened?
Nothing to worry about.
Did she say anything?
Said she didn't know what I was talking about.
What did that Drew girl want?
Just to give us the rehearsal call, you know. She was watching all of us pretty closely at the theater. You may have to do something about that girl.
There's no mistake. We know who she is, and we know who her father is.
Yeah, imagine being served champagne by the governor's daughter.
Did you notice Alex Richmond's luggage?
What about it?
Oh, it's really old and worn out.
He's a world traveler. He goes everywhere.
By bus?
Bus?
He came here by bus.
So he's frugal. Well, what do you think it means? And why are you always playing detective, even when there's no crime? That was your cue you just missed.
Champagne, madam.
Oh, thank you.
Ah, thank you. This calls for a toast.
Yeah, sure.
And you shall join us. Let us all drink to this happy, joyous occasion.
A toast.
Thank you.
I don't trust anyone that courteous.
You don't trust anybody.
Hmm. I'm very uncomfortable in this. I need a pipe.
Oh, come on.
I used to use a pipe. Work on Act One. I'm going to get a pipe.
That's the case. I'm going to go read the trades. Side. I can handle this. I've had medical experience.
He once played a psychopath on Marcus Welby.
Well, don't move him until you know if he's got a neck or back injury.
You're right. I saw that episode myself.
Ned, call a paramedic unit.
Also call a forklift.
Sure, and don't alarm anyone. Be bad for the show. Help me up.
Mr. Taylor, you might be hurt.
She's right. We want to make sure no bones are broken.
Broken is that statue. It fell on me.
Fell or was pushed?
Mr. Taylor, did you see anyone or anything?
Nothing. I was looking for a light. The one up there is burnt out.
It's funny. It wasn't burned out last night.
Oh, wait a minute. It was just improperly screwed in.
You probably backed into an old prop and brought it down on you.
It's the goddess Minerva. She used to stand sentinel on top of the theater marquee for years. She was its good luck charm.
Well, considering what this theater's been through, they should have left her there.
Well, you see, the ghost is a jealous one. He doesn't want her out there. One spirit is enough.
Well, apparently our spirit uses this window to get in and out of the theater. It's been unlocked.
Well, it can't be unlocked. I checked it myself after this morning's accident.
It would have to be the ghost of a Barbie doll to have gotten through there. It won't open any farther.
Well, that's that. Well, this is one time you're wrong, Nancy.
I guess you're right.
I think we should pick it right up first thing in the morning.
My game show's on first thing in the morning. I can't miss that.
Of course you can. Everybody else does.
Why don't we just call it a day, then?
Why don't we call it a night? A very special night, marking a very special reunion of very special people.
Our first night back in River Heights. Community I can remember as being one of the most restful places on the face of the earth.
You've been gone a long time.
The lock on that window had been opened recently. Rust particles had fallen down onto the window ledge, and you could see where the latch had been twisted.
Well, sure. Ned said he'd check that window after the accident. You know, when you check a latch, you often turn it to make sure it's secure.
The statue and the chandelier.
Nancy, Seth Taylor was stumbling around in a dark prop room cluttered with debris. It's a wonder he didn't back into an old sword. As for the chandelier, well, it was attached to ropes and battens that hadn't been used in 50 years. You know, you're going to have to be very careful of everything you do in that old relic of a theater.
I wonder if it wasn't a mistake to try and stage this play.
No. It's a brilliant way to raise some money. Now, come on, Nance. You're supposed to be having the time of your life. After all, you're working with some of the most respected people in the entertainment world.
Oh, but, Dad, there's something odd about every single one of them. They all seem hostile.
Hostile?
Well, yes. I haven't seen a trace of genuine affection or even concern between any of them.
Well, people don't have to like each other to respect each other.
Respect is the least of what I've seen. I'm picking up on feelings that come as close to hatred as I've ever experienced in my whole life.
Nancy, I think what you're sensing is jealousy. Now, that's a very common emotion at reunions of any kind. College, military, even old lawyers when they get together. So you shouldn't be surprised to find it in this cast. I mean, after all, people in show business are just like anybody else.
Okay, fellow has-beens. Come on, old man, give me a hand here. Down. It's gonna be tougher than I thought.
Don't break it, you half-witted clod. If we don't get this thing over with, you'll be doing your idiot game show from an electric chair.
That'd get the highest rating since Roots.
Oh, stop it, all of you. Now, look, either we pull together or we take our chances with the police. And I don't mind telling you that I'm the only one of you who would have a chance with the jury.
Not if they've seen any of your recent pictures.
There aren't any.
Well, I'll go next. I don't want to stand and wait while Seth tries to maneuver his awesome talent through this opening.
You know, you're taking this theater business awfully seriously.
So.
Really? I don't think I've ever seen you so charged up. Here I thought you'd made up your mind to become a lawyer.
There's no reason why a lawyer can't be a theatrical genius.
Did you say genius?
Well, genius is a strong word. I know that. And I don't use it capriciously. But sometimes fate moves in mysterious ways.
Fate?
The unseen hand that that reaches down and tells us that we are a man chosen from above others to lead.
Lead what?
It came to me today, Nancy.
Yeah?
I felt the rush.
There's a lot of flu going around.
Inspiration comes in waves, and I'm riding on a crest that's been shared by few others. DeMille, Norman Lear, Ziegfeld, Zanuck, Brown.
Oh, man.
Now, you don't think it took finesse? A Mike Todd kind of flair to bring all those important people to River Heights?
It took old Miss Musani's suggestion and 4 telegrams.
Yeah, well, I handled the publicity.
That's true. Well, what's your next big move, CB?
I'm going back to the theater tonight and check my lighting plot for tomorrow.
You know something, Ned?
Yeah, what?
I want you to know that we all appreciate how hard you've been working to make this youth center something worthwhile. Really. And when it's all over, I want you to do something for yourself.
What's that?
See a psychiatrist. See you in the morning.
It's all this pressure. It's getting to her. Working with all these giants.
Brilliant idea, wasn't it? Make this wall 4 bricks thick.
Alex didn't want it to sound hollow, remember?
Yeah, well, it's gonna take us at least a week to tunnel through it.
Oh, this is ghastly. We're gonna get caught.
Yo, will you all stop jabbering and dig?
We won't get caught as long as we keep the hole covered up and get rid of the bricks.
Come on, Alex. Let's get out of here and unload.
Ned.
Ned.
I suppose you're wondering why I'm carrying all these bricks.
Oh, no. No, yeah.
It's Alex's back.
His back?
Yes, yes, in my Greenwich Village apartment, I always sleep on a solid brick floor.
Well, my father sleeps on a board.
A board wouldn't work. I need bricks.
Oh. Well, you're all set. I was gonna check the lighting plot for tomorrow. You folks deserve a good crew.
What we deserve, young man, is a rested crew. Now, I suggest that you turn right around and go home.
Oh, I feel great. Well, after all, I'm young and...
Young man, are you suggesting that I'm old?
Miss March, no, I...
Unless you want to offend Miss March even more than you already have, it'd be a good idea if you just turn right around, as she suggested.
Yeah, but I didn't mean any...
We'll see you in the morning.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think, Alex?
I think my back is broken.
That's the way they were when I came in.
You don't suppose they got here early to brush up on their lines?
How early could they have gotten up?
Well, I hate to do it, but we got a lot of ground to cover today.
Good morning! How is everybody today?
Ted.
Go away.
Oh, is it 10 o'clock already? Oh, we were just running our lines.
Yeah, we've been working so hard, we decided to take a break. Alex is getting along in years, you know. One more crack about my ache.
Is your back bothering you, Mr. Richmond?
I'm fine.
Well, whenever you're ready, we'll meet on stage for rehearsal. Has a bad back. Sleeps on bricks.
What?
It's a long story.
Oh, I've got time.
Well, I guess I might as well tell you now as later. They didn't go right to bed last night.
Well, I can see that. It doesn't look like they went to bed at all. What was it, a reunion party?
Well, if it was, they had a scavenger hunt. They sent Mr. Richmond and Miss March out to find bricks at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Ned, I want you to tell me everything you know.
This is all a bad dream.
at least have the presence of mind to act civilized. That girl is watching us very closely. These little digs and jibes are liable to give us all away.
Now, it's a little difficult to be civil when I know I'm sharing a room with someone who has bled me for every dime and every comfort I've earned over the past 20 years.
We're all in the same boat, darling.
Not all. One of us is a blackmailer, a bloodsucker who's made the rest of us penniless paupers begging for subsistence.
Why does it have to be one of us? Why can't it be that old crow out there?
If she has our money, she's buried it. She lives like a cockroach. I'd sooner spend a night in a grave than live in that rooming house of hers.
Dear Thelma, it will take us at least two more nights to dig through that wall at the rate we're going.
I say we get some dynamite and blast our way through.
Yeah, and bring this crumbling old barn down on top of us. You watch too much television.
I'm on television.
You should watch it more.
No, Alex is right. We have to keep on the way we're going. Now, let's go in and get this rehearsal over with as quickly as possible.
But I have excellent references, sir.
Why not give her a chance, my dear?
Great. Yeah, we could use a cheerful face around this dreary dungeon we call a home.
Then it's agreed. As your director, as well as your fellow actor, I think that's quite enough for one day.
It's not enough. I mean, it's we've fine. Only rehearsed the first act.
We don't want to get stale on it, my dear. We've rehearsed this thing many times.
Quite. But I haven't. I'm afraid if you don't give me more time, I'm going to let you all down.
Honey, your letter perfect. Don't worry about it. Let's call it a day. Besides, I read something in the trades, and I have to call my agent.
Watch out! Accident.
Of course it was an accident. Who on earth would deliberately sabotage a fundraising show in a small town?
Well, what about the phantom you're always talking about?
Oh, nobody takes that seriously. Although there are some people here who should be taking it seriously.
Hmm? What on earth is she talking about, I wonder?
Time has not been kind to dear Janet.
We were going to break, as I recall.
Consider whether or not that theater is really safe for a public performance.
It's not the theater that needs to be inspected. It's the people inside of it.
Nancy, we're talking about respected talents, people of means and stature. Hard to think we can suspect them of being conspirators or even targets of a conspiracy to stop production of a play. And who'd have anything to gain?
I checked the brackets on that piece of equipment that fell last night. I think it just fell. I mean, that stuff is old and rotten.
But, Ned, you did say that you heard the door click shut right after the accident.
Yeah, and I ran outside and I didn't see anyone in any direction. Now, where could he have disappeared?
How about back inside of the theater?
I hadn't thought of that.
Well, I did, and I have a plan to expose who's behind this phantom hoax, whatever it is.
A safe plan?
How could it not be? Nobody believes anything's going on around here except for me.
I wonder if Nancy isn't just a little emotionally overcharged because she's in a play with all these stars.
I'm sure that's it. I'll take her aside and work with her. Build up her confidence.
Oh, terrific. What is that? You know that stuff they stamp on your hand at high school dances?
Well, yeah, it shows up under ultraviolet light.
In the theater, they call it a black light. Sometimes they use it on certain kinds of scenery.
Well, what are we going to use it for?
To set a trap.
For the phantom.
For whoever it is who has something to hide.
Maybe we should put some here in case they touch it.
Good idea.
Yeah, really cover it.
George, look at this.
Nancy, it's broken. That's how the person's been coming in and out of the theater. Should we lock it?
No, I'm going to paint it.
Well, I'll bring the car around front.
Fine, we'll take it from the maid's entrance, all right?
Good morning, Ned.
We're taking it from your entrance, Nancy.
Now we're going to find out who your phantom is. Got your cue?
I wouldn't miss it.
Champagne, madam.
Honey, where are the glasses?
Oh, Ned's getting them.
We can work without glasses.
We always rehearse with props.
At last, this calls for a toast.
George!
Wait a minute, what?
Turn the lights on.
What is this?
It's a knife.
Hey, what's on your forehead?
It's all over your face. It's on the...
What's on your hands? What is this?
What is this stuff?
I don't believe it. They're all the Phantom.
George, what's going on?
I'll explain to you later, Ned.
There's something very odd going on here. It takes a woman to know another woman. That one is not to be dismissed.
She knows.
Of course she knows. And we know what we have to do.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. I can't do that again.
Can't do what, you little weasel?
Can't do away with that lovely, sweet, innocent girl.
Who said anything about doing away with her?
She's talking about him in the cellar tonight before he does away with us.
So, we're all agreed.
Just what is it we're looking for? Now, we know they were all in the play together, right?
Yeah, but something happened to force them to all come back here and stay in one another's company constantly. Have you ever seen any of them alone? It's as though they don't trust one another out of their sight.
I know.
Wow, look at this. Look at their pictures. They were so young. Jason Hall, director and producer of the play, a well-known Broadway entrepreneur, calls this thriller a gem that will shine on the New York stage. He's bringing down all the New York critics for the opening night tomorrow. Which is good news for his investors. All of the money for the play has been raised in River Heights.
Look, Nancy, here's a later edition.
The failure of Murder in the Fourth Act to even play out its engagement in River Heights has stunned many of the town's prominent businessmen who have sunk large investments into the show. Sources all blame the collapse on too little rehearsal time and personal difficulties among the cast. No New York critics showed up. Jason Hall, it appears, having left River Heights after the first night. It sounds to me like this town was taken for a very expensive ride.
Where's Jason Hall?
There he is.
Did you expect him to get up and walk away?
Well, I've had it.
Wait a minute.
Lie down, pull the old man act, lift.
Come on, let's get him out of there.
Oh, I can't bear to look.
Okay.
I'll hit the door later.
The heck with the door. I think Jason's gained weight.
Hello, Ned. Beautiful night, isn't it?
Yeah. It looks like a sarcophagus.
That's exactly what it is. Sarcophagus. We're just taking it up the hotel room.
Oh, gonna put it next to the bricks?
For now.
I guess this seems kind of odd, doesn't it? Let me explain. Mr. Drew kindly said that if there were any of the old props we might like to have before they go on the auction block, we should just help ourselves. Most of them are in very bad shape, but this has some sentimental value to me.
What does?
Yeah. I collect them.
You do?
I have 9 of them. Just the spot for this one in my Hollywood apartment. It's a beauty.
It's also very heavy.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to hold you up. I'll see you at rehearsal tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You think he's suspicious of anything?
What's suspicious about 2 men carrying a sarcophagus down an alley at midnight? You're
right, good.
You were right, Nancy.
We've got to find out what's in that sarcophagus.
You have any idea?
I'm afraid I do.
I'm sorry, Nancy. I just can't believe what you're telling me.
I know how bizarre it all sounds.
I mean, these are 4 of the most respected show business personalities in the world. People who make $1 million a year.
He's right, Nancy.
Well, maybe they never got a chance to spend all that money.
What's that supposed to mean?
Something must have gone on inside that theater all those years ago. It bound those people together, in spite of their hatred for one another.
Nancy, now you're saying there's a conspiracy.
That's exactly what I'm saying. There's a body inside that sarcophagus. I just know it.
A body? Whose body?
Well, there was a flamboyant producer. He put on the original production of Murder in the Fourth Act. He raised a lot of money from investors in River Heights.
Well, I remember hearing something about it.
His name's Jason Hall. That's whose body's inside the sarcophagus.
What?
We've got to get the sarcophagus opened up.
But that requires a search warrant, Nancy, and you don't have 1 shred of real evidence.
Dad, you've got to trust my instincts on this. Those show business giants have been up for the last 2 nights trying to break through a brick wall, desperately trying to get that sarcophagus out of the theater.
Maybe that's why they came back to River Heights.
Of course, because if we succeeded with our youth center and tore the theater down, then the coffin would be found.
All right, I'll call the sheriff. He'll get in touch with Judge Stevenson. They'll have a search warrant issued by 9 o'clock.
You gotta get that body out of here.
What do you propose on doing? Going over to the local cemetery and telling we want to park our mummy? I can't step 2 feet outside my hotel room door without reporters dogging my heels.
We'll do it tonight after the performance.
It's so strange to think of Jason. What's left of Jason? In there.
I'm afraid there's quite a bit left. A body can mummify very quickly under those conditions.
That's something else you picked up from Welby?
Dr. Kildare.
Yeah, I forgot you went back that far.
Mm-hmm.
You've been living this nightmare at a distance. But I've had to live across the alley from it. All these years, with poor Jason buried in that theater. Do you have any idea what that's been like for me?
Sheriff.
Mr. Taylor.
Sheriff, come right in. What can we do for you?
You can open that sarcophagus for me.
Why?
I beg your pardon.
It's a very delicate antique, Sheriff. I'd rather not tamper with it.
I have a search warrant here, Mr. Taylor. You'll have to open it.
Are you condoning this type of treatment, Mr. Drew? Is this how you repay our generosity that you so much appreciated?
We'd like to see what's inside it.
Right now.
Right now, gentlemen.
Bricks for Mr. Richmond's back.
What?
Just What did you expect to find in there, Mr. Drew? What did your daughter expect to find? All I wanted was a prop from the Rialto, just a piece of theatrical history that I could perpetuate, but it's sullied now. I don't want to take it away.
Look, I'm sorry I disturbed you folks. Mr. Drew, could I see you outside a moment? You too, Nancy.
Oh, we're really... I'm
goodbye. Where is he? If he's not in here, where is he?
Well, I'd say it was obvious.
One of us moved the body at some time over the years. The blackmailer. Who only returned with us this time for appearance's sake, knowing what we would find. Well, whichever one of you it is, I want to go on record. I've been bled dry. Open a vein and you'll find poverty. And we'll play the show tonight and then I'm going home. And I'm through paying for a mistake that's lasted for 20 years.
I think you echo all of our feelings, Alex. That was a beautifully read speech. Especially if you're the blackmailer.
So what's the big emergency?
Sharpen that picture, Jerry.
A dinner engagement in town.
Now, that's not important now.
There's trouble. You see, our maid...
Maid is not a maid at all.
Really? Well, comes as no surprise to me.
I remember the day she arrived.
Relax, Nancy. The stage fright will disappear when you step into those footlights.
It's not the acting that's getting to me. It's this whole situation.
Huh?
One of those people out there has got to be the blackmailer. That's why they're all so broke.
Nancy, I've got a theory about that.
Ned, we don't need theories. We need facts.
But Nancy...
But if there wasn't a body in that sarcophagus, it means that one of them had to remove it. Unless...
You've got a cue coming up, Nancy.
Unless the man isn't dead. That's got to be it. He's been blackmailing them for 20 years for a crime they thought they committed. That's got to be the answer. You see?
Why would they all come back here?
Because when the theater was torn down, the empty sarcophagus would be found. And the blackmail would have ended.
20 seconds, Nancy.
He tried to scare us out of this theater with that phantom.
Well, that's it. So now he knows they all know he's still alive, and the blackmail is over.
But, George, worse than that, he's got five victims out there who hated him enough 20 years ago to want him dead. Can you imagine how they feel about him now?
Yeah, it's going to be a race to see who gets who first.
But, Alex, now, if you had not...
Quiet,
all of you. The only important thing is to make her believe that we believe that she's really a maid. This is a happy, joyous occasion. Here she comes now.
Hey, that was your cue, Nancy. You're on.
Here she comes now. I knew she'd miss that cue.
Camera two and go.
Champagne.
Thank you.
Nancy's been looking forward to this moment for a long time.
Well, this calls for a toast.
Mm-hmm.
And you must join us, my dear. Have a drink with us. We must drink to everyone's health and happiness. Pick up the glass, dear. We must drink a toast to our health and happiness.
There's no time for that now.
There isn't?
What you doing?
You're all in danger.
What? Let's drink a toast now.
What you doing?
Let's all drink up.
No! Don't drink any of that. It's poison.
I can't seem to find this dialogue.
That's because it isn't in the play.
Ned, turn off all the lights. Turn on the ultraviolet.
Now!
You did not rehearse this.
Oh, great.
Pick this up on three, Jerry.
Who do you want me to follow?
Well, I don't know what's going on. Follow whoever moves.
Okay. Hey, what's happening here?
Hey, what a...
There's your phantom in the audience.
What's going on?
Just a minute, hold
it. It's Jason.
It is Jason Hall.
How dare you not be dead?
20 years of poverty, and he's wearing $400 suits. I paid for that.
And those shoes, they came out of my second mortgage.
And look at that Countess Frey attire, $75.
This ought to get us a 40 share.
Murder in the fourth act. That was your poetic justice, wasn't it, Mr. Hall?
Thank you.
I think when that forensic lab gets finished with the champagne, they're gonna find it was loaded with rat poison.
Oh, no.
I recognize the odor.
Was it revenge or fear that made him poison the wine?
Both. You all paid dearly for what went on in that theater 20 years ago. Tonight you almost paid with your lives. I'd like to know what really happened.
Jason was an entrepreneur. Charismatic hustler. He conned people in one town after another into thinking that Murder in the Fourth Act would be a big, prestigious production.
Yeah, it wasn't until he came to this theater that we found we'd been had. He was ready to leave River Heights. He'd already wired the money he'd collected from his investors to some bank. And he was going to leave us holding the bag. Destitute.
Humiliated.
Maybe even jailed.
There was a violent argument.
And he fell and hit his head, and we thought we'd killed him.
We panicked, and we put his body in the sarcophagus.
At some time, he must have recovered consciousness and gotten out of the sarcophagus and weighted it down with bricks. Not realizing that, when we returned to the theater, we bricked it up.
And then they all went away and left me here with the secret.
You gave Jason Hall the opportunity of a con man's lifetime. He blackmailed all of you for 20 years, and each of you thought it was one of the others.
Well, tonight's lifted a great burden from all of us, made us look into ourselves and re-examine what we're seeing there. Murder in the Fourth Act will go on this stage tomorrow night, and we'll play it until you have enough money to build your youth center. I think I speak for everyone for once.
You do, my dear.
If it weren't for you, we'd all be dead. You're beautiful. Quite a detective.
She sure is.
Well, thanks, E.B.
And, my dear, you have a long career ahead of you. And not, however, as an actress.